We continue our learning Le'ilui Nishmas, David ben Menachem, Moshe ben Yaakov, ben Menachem Salio. We are in Tanis, Perek Beis, Mishnah Ches. Now the Mishnah is going to make mention of something called Megillas Tanis, literally the scroll of fast. This was a document written, attributed to Hananya ben Chizkiya and his colleagues. This is discussed in Masechet Shabbos and Daf Yud Gimel. And it was something that was written during the time of the second Beis HaMikdash. The Baruch Tanur here says, Yamim Shenasu Behem Nisim LeYisrael. This was a document that had recorded days where miracles happened to the Jewish people, Bayisheni, during the time of Bayisheni, to cover Yomim Tovim, and they established certain holidays. Now, we're not familiar with, we could look them up in Megillas Tanis, we're not familiar with these holidays because we don't celebrate these holidays, with the exception, of course, of Chanukah and Purim. And in fact, after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, that which are written in these holidays that are written in Megillas Tanis became abolished. And the only ones that remain are Chanukah and Purim. So therefore, we're familiar with Chanukah and Purim. And the Mishnah here is going to discuss that because these minor holidays were days that we celebrated like a Yontif, so there are certain restrictions, both with respect to eulogia hespeid and when it comes to Tanis fasting as well. When it comes to Tanis, so here we'll see that they're a little bit more strict when it comes to Tanis, that we won't fast on these holidays. Giving a hespeid, we're a little bit more lenient. It depends on the status of that holiday. Obviously, if there's a greater celebration on that particular date for whatever we're celebrating, so we're going to be even more strict and not even allow a fast. We're not going to allow a eulogy. So here's the Mishnah, and the Mishnah then is going to discuss as well, what about the day before and the day after? Would we say that because a certain date has a status of celebration of a festival, maybe the day before we shouldn't have a hespeid too, or maybe the day after, or maybe the day before we shouldn't fast, or maybe the day after. So the Mishnah says like this, Kol HaKosuv ben Megillas Tanis. Anytime you have written in this Megillas Tanis, in this scroll that has the records of these minor holidays, and if it says this phrase, Delola Mispad, this is a day that you should not have a eulogy, so then the Tanakhama here says, not only is that a day you can't have a eulogy, but Lefanav Aser, but the day before that as well, you can't have a eulogy. We're afraid that if we allow a hespeid the day before, it may lead into the holiday itself, you may give a hespeid on the festival itself, so therefore the day before we don't have a hespeid either. So if you see a certain date in don't have a hespeid on this particular date, you would know you couldn't give a hespeid the day before that date as well. But afterward, the day after is fine. Once the festival has passed, this minor holiday, we're not afraid it's going to, don't have to worry that because you're allowed to give a hespeid the day after, you may give a hespeid the day before. And Rabbi Yossi Omer, no, he's strict. Lefanav ulacharav aser. Not only the day before, but even the day after of this particular date, this festival, if it says you can't have a hespeid, I mean you can't have a hespeid obviously on that date, the day before, and even the day after. What about Dololahis Ana Vahon? These are Aramaic phrases. If it Megillas Tanis says this is a date, this is a minor festival where you're not allowed to fast. Now we are when it comes to depending on the degree of celebration, so we're more willing to say don't fast. But we may still be willing to say, well, you can fast, but you should. But you're still allowed to give a hespeid. So those days are even more minor than the other days in terms of the celebration. And therefore, you'll see that will be reflected in the day before and the day after as well. If it's a festival written in Megillas Tanis that says, don't fast on this date, lifun of ulachar of mutter, then the day before and the day after, according to the Tanakhama, are mutter. You are allowed to fast on the day before and the day after. It's only the day of. Rabbi Yossi Omer, lifun of usur, balachar of mutter. Just a notch down, as Rabbi Yossi was when it came to the hespeid. He says, no, the day before is going to be usur to fast as well, not only the day of, but Balacharav is going to be mutter, you'll be able to fast. Perek Beis Mishnah Test. Ein gozin tanis ala tzibur batzchila bachamishi shelo lahafkia hasha'arim. We spoke about the gzeros on the entire, imposed on the whole community when there's a drought, that everyone's going to fast. And we said the days are going to be Monday, Thursday, and Monday. That starts somewhere in the middle of Cheshvan. So the Mishnah here says it always has to start on a Monday. It can't start on a Thursday. Why? Because if people are coming on a Thursday, so people are doing a lot of shopping. They're shopping for to break their fast on that Thursday, and they'll be shopping for Shabbos. So the shopkeepers may not realize that this is both about Shabbos, and it's about that there's that the people are breaking their fast tonight. They may think, well, there's a famine coming, and everyone's hoarding food, and they're going to raise the prices. So in order to avoid that, Hafkras Hasha'arim, we don't begin these taniyos on a Thursday. We begin on a Monday. Ela Shalosh Taniyos Arishonos, the Mishnah says, the first three at least are Sheni Vachamishi Visheni, are Monday, Thursday, and Monday. But Vishalosh Shnios, but once afterwards, so then we're not afraid. After the first three, then the next series can begin Chamishi Sheni Vachamishi, and we're not worried. That's the Tanakhama's opinion. And Rabbi Yossi Omer, Kishem Shein HaRishonos Bachamishi, Kach Lo Shnios V'lo Achronos. The same way, the first series don't begin on a Thursday. You shouldn't begin the second series or the last series, either of the Monday, Thursday, Monday. You should not begin on a Thursday, because we're still afraid. We're still afraid that there'll be enough time between one fast day and another that the shopkeepers aren't going to remember that, oh no, this is just a continuation of the previous series, a series of fast days. Rather, they're going to think, oh, it's Thursday. They're going to think there's a famine coming, not putting together the fact that, well, there was already a series of fast days, and people need food to break their fast, and they're coming for Shabbos. Because of that concern, Rabbi Yossi says it applies not only to the first series, but the ones that follow as well.